always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up, it's your grown man, Don Christian. Who I got with me today?
Miss Cole, you are funny.
Look, I gotta say this. You know, Miss Cole was missing in action yesterday, but check it out. It was like, everywhere we go.
I'm gonna need you to be on me.
People wanna know, where's Miss Cole? So, you know.
Don't sing that again.
You know, I might sing it a few times, but Miss Cole, man, what was the weekend like, man, this weekend?
Man, it was a packed weekend.
Action packed.
Yeah, it was a lot going on. We had a couple shows.
Yeah.
We had one Friday, all day. I was excited.
You was hungry.
About the show. I was, yeah, let's not get into that.
Y'all was getting on me talking about where the food keys. I was like, yo, you know what I mean?
Man, I didn't have no breakfast, nothing.
Oh, see, okay.
So I was battling with my flesh at that time.
Yeah, a lot of the artists was like, yo, Keys, when we gonna eat? I was like, man.
I was hungry.
Hey, Jack in the Box right around the corner, yo. But now we getting it in, man. We excited about that. K9 came on out. Shout out to Campus Crusade.
Yes.
Man, they actually came through. We was on the south.com, yada.king.com. I'm pretty sure they might have been on a few more sites where we were just getting it in, promoting the kingdom. We was actually on the college campus preaching the gospel. You know what I'm saying? Miss Cole, how did you feel about that, man? Did you feel people were impacted by that?
I do. I really do. You know, Campus Crusade, they have their little booth on the side, have people asking questions. We were able to answer those. So.
Great questions.
Yeah, they were really good questions.
You know, some people was hurt. You know, they had some hurtful questions. And other people had some serious questions, man. And we talked about it. Somebody asked, is God the only way? And I was like, do you really want me to answer this in this college? And I said, yeah, yes. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't remember that one? No, that's because you were sitting down somewhere when you were supposed to be upstage with me in Kingdom 7, yo.
Oh, you just gonna call me out like that?
I called you out. Because everywhere we go, people wanna know.
Singing's not for you.
Where's Miss Cole? since Miss Cole is, you know, on Army, like we said, we had K9, he came out. We're gonna go into some of his music, man. People were impressed by his Bible stories.
Yes.
Especially when he had the DVD in the background of The Passion of Christ. It kind of just made it drive home a little bit more.
That was moving.
Yeah, it was moving. Definitely. And you know what I'm saying? It's serious, man. And that's the call that we have to be serious. And let's get into this song, David and Goliath, by the homie K9 on Yada That King Radio. Let's check this out.
It was time for war when God's people saw the Philistines in between a Zeke and Sakar. But God had Saul in the place, so both of these armies was practically face to face. The Philistines had a dude that was leading a crew. He was 9'2" and nasty and rude and mean as they come. And he was known for beating other soldiers like drums. He was undefeated, he had the full armor. I don't think that he needed it, cause he would look down and laugh, take a swing and chop his enemies in half. And his name was Goliath, and all of Saul's soldiers thought that they would die if they ever fought with the giant. So they laid low and they wasn't even trying. They said it's like killing yourself. Goliath saw this, he start feeling himself. He hollered out, listen up, chief, we don't need whole armies to settle this beef. Pete, send over your coldest soldier. If he could fade me, we'd be your slaves and you own us. But if he tries to take off, I'll beat his brakes off, slice his face off, or chop his waist off, leave him in too. Your army can't harm me, punk. Now what you won't do? And Saul and his crew was looking at each other like, dude, he talking to you. And they was all scared to face dog. They like, you heard him, he chopping faces and waist off. and nobody moved. Everybody scared to die, so they were scared to lose. And Goliath was so cool, for 40 days in a row, yo, this is what he do. He stand there, rip off his shirt, draw a line in the dirt and scream,
"Who wanna get hurt?"
Every morning he'd get up, the Israelites would watch him do 1,000 sit-ups. Boulders he'd pick up without even trying. His army would get behind him and sing,
"Goliath, Goliath."
And he would start cabbage patching and fall down laughing, and nothing would happen. Nobody made a peep, but God had a plan. He was watching the sheep. And his name was David from Bethlehem. He was the youngest of 8 kids. And his job was to shepherd 3 brothers in the army. Sometimes he would be Saul's helper. One day, his father said, "Dave, take this food to your brothers and make sure that they're okay." So he left the next day, and Saul's army was still in the same place. David was so happy to see his big bros. He ran up to him and he gave him big hugs. He said, "Is everything cool?" That's when he heard Goliath scream,
"What y'all wanna do?"
And he said, "Who is that?" They said,
"It's Goliath the giant from Gath."
And everybody ran. David was like, "What's going on, man?" They said, "This bully keeps sweating us, and each and every day he comes out here to threaten us. Whoever put him on his back gets one of the king's daughters and don't have to pay taxes." And David said, "Who is this slime ball, and why y'all just let him stand here and defy y'all?" His brother said, "Yeah, right, man, get out of here, Dave, you just wanna see a fight. That's so weak, you little red-faced geek. Go back home with daddy, man, who watching the sheep?" And David said, "Why you tripping? I just asked a question. I think y'all forgetting y'all the army of the Lord. And you hide like that. Get your sword. Go talk to Goliath like that." He had a meeting with the king. "Don't worry about a thing. I'ma bury this Philistine." Saul said, "You just a baby, Davey. He been fighting since he was your age. Are you crazy?" He said, "I watch my sheep, and every time a lion or a bear try to creep, thinking he gon' come and eat one of my lambs, I'm right there like bam, with my club in my hand. No sir, and he better give it up. If he wanna play rough, we got a brand new bearskin rug." Now how was this different? He laughed at the armies of God, man, dude tripping. So Saul was like, "Cool, let's get dude some armor and see what he can do." He gave him a helmet and a vest, strapped the sword on his chest. He took 1 or 2 steps. He said, "I can't even do it. This stuff is too heavy, man, I'm not used to it." He took it off, gave it back to the king. Looked down and found 5 smooth rocks in the stream. Put them in his bag, grabbed his staff and his sling. And he said, "I'll be right back, don't y'all worry about a thing." He went full speed ahead, and everybody watching was like, "That boy dead." Goliath said,
"What's this? Am I a dog that y'all sent a little boy with a stick?" "All right, come on over here, chief. I'ma leave you in the street as a treat for the buzzards to eat."
David said, "Yeah, you doing all the laughing. You coming with a sword and a spear and a javelin. But I come in the name of the Lord, and you will never disrespect God's army no more. I'ma cut off your head and leave you dead in the field. And the world gon' know it's a God in Israel. And he don't need weapons to save his people. The battle ain't ours, cause the Lord gon' defeat you." So we ran out to beat him, and David wasn't scared. He ran halfway to meet him. Reached in his bag, pulled out a rock, kissed it, put it inside his slingshot, cocked, and he said, "Ready, aim, fire," and it hit him in the head and sunk into his brain. And he fell with a crash. The champion from Gath laid out face down on the grass. And since he had no sword, David said, "Goliath, may I please borrow yours? Thank you." And he used it to kill him. He chopped off his head and he said, "Let's get up!" And the Philistines ran, and God's army killed every last man. If you don't think you can make it, and you the underdog, and you fighting the favorite, well, it don't matter what they said. Always trust God and remember David. Let's go.
It's crazy, man. People look up to somebody because, you know what I'm saying, he been shot like 9 times or he been to jail, you know what I'm saying? But if you think about it, like, he didn't get shot 9 times for you. He wouldn't go to jail for you. I know on somebody who did something for you. For you. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing that he would be arrested by the enemies. And still he decided to stay. Told Peter, John, and James, y'all stay away, I'ma go pray. So he went up a little farther, lay face down and start praying to the Father. And so distressed he was, his sweat fell down like drops of blood. He said, Father, I don't wanna die, yet I wanna do your will, not mine. I mean, I do whatever you say, but is it possible we can do this another way? I'm yours, I give you my last breath. Do I have to die this old horrible death? Well, if they have to kill your son, then Father, your will be done for you. He went back and what did he peep? It was John, James, and Pete, sleep. He said, you couldn't stay up for 1 hour, dude. Y'all gonna mess around and temptation overpower you. Listen, get back in position. Y'all stay prayed up and most of all stay up. He went back and prayed some more and he came back and all three of them were snoring. Still sleeping, huh? Still resting. Well, Judas and them is here for the arresting. As they got up, they sure could see the lynch mob coming with all the religious leaders. It was thugs with sticks and gloves and torches and swords. All of this for the Lord. And they was angry and talking real loud. And one man stepped from the crowd and he said, Teacher, good to see ya. I've been looking for you all night trying to reach ya. I'm telling ya, you've been missed. And allow me to give you this. And Jesus said, you was coming and I knew it to betray me. But must you use a kiss to do it? Be gone, let's get it on. I'm ready to receive my throne. But Peter said, not while I'm here, dog. And he pulled out his sword and slashed some dude's ear off. But Jesus said, no, that's not why I'm here. So he gave the dude back his ear and said, here, I could have 1,000 angels to save us and have all these scoundrels strangled. You've been with me, you know that it's true, but I've got work to do for you. He went to the house of the priest where they was trying to pull people off of the streets for lying and testifying so they would have a reason to try him and crucify him. They said, are you the Messiah? He said, I am. And they all said, they took off their robes and they said, and they tore their clothes. They spit in his face and his hair and they beat him to the ground and they knew it wasn't fair to put a blindfold over his eyes. And they said, Mr. Prophet, who hit you this time? And they knocked him down. He didn't cry, he didn't make a sign. They beat that man black and blue. He knew what he had to do. He did that for you. It was late, everybody was tired. Early the next morning, they took him to see Pilate. He said, are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus said, yes, what you said is true. The leader said, told you, see. And Pilate said, what does that to do with me? Man, let him go. And they all said, no, we want this man dead for the things that he said. He said, listen, every year in the prison, I set one free. Let this man be. They said, no, we'll ride if you stop it. Kill this man, just give us Barabbas. He said, fine, I wash my hands. It is you, not I, that kill an innocent man. So cruel, they all said, cool, we'll live with that. Just kill this cat. So Pilate had him whipped, 39 lashes with a lead-tipped whip. And they beat him in the head with a stick. And they kicked and they spit and they said, watch this. All hell, the king of the Jews. Gave him a thorn crown and they threw him on the ground. They got bored of beating on the Lord and they said, let's do what we brought him here for. They gave him a big cross, made him carry it and beat him every time he would fall. The same people who screamed, Hosanna! Laughed and they said, don't help this man. No, let him stand up with no help. He can save everybody, let him save himself. He went to the top of the hill and they laid him on a cross and he knew it was real. They put his hands on the beam and they put a nail through it. Imagine that scream. Nailed his feet and put him in the sky. Took a step back so they could watch him die. They thought this was so cool, but he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He did the Father's business, took a sip of the wine, and he said, it is finished. And that man was perfect, but you won't stand up during praise and worship. He took what you deserve. Won't you take 5 minutes just to read your word? He came so the devil can't take you. Put your hands up in the air and say thank you. Before you scream for a rapper and his crew, make sure you ask yourself, what have they done for you?
Got a book? Are you in need of publishing services?
Has God shared a vision with you that you need to get out to the masses?
Do you need help in pulling it all together?
The staff at Hunter Hart Publishing is ready to serve your book publishing needs.
Log on to HunterHartPublishing.com today to submit your manuscript for review.
We are excited to share with you a vision to offer God's heart to a dying world.
Visit HunterHeartPublishing.com.
Hunter Heart Publishing. Offer God's heart to a dying world.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
I always gotta keep my praise to me.
Yada Da King Radio, banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Join us in the chat room every Sunday and Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., where we get it in with the best in the gospel urban community. Go to yadadaking.com and check out the interviews, blogs, and devotionals. Subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Zoom and stream from the Yada Da King mobile app. We Yada Da King. Do you?
Yeah, that was another joint from K9. We kind of had to go into K9 Bible stories. That was for you, right, Miss Cole?
Yes.
And he did that with the Passion of Christ in the background. And how did that make you feel?
That was powerful.
It was powerful. It was powerful.
Very powerful. Yes.
Speaking of powerful, we got Buck Barnabas with us, right? And Miss Cole, what we gonna do?
We gonna get into the testimony.
That's right. Let's talk about your testimony.
Man, my pops and my mother, I'm kind of like a product of the whole prostitution era. I mean, my dad was like, you know, hard body into prostitution when growing up at like 20 some years old. His dad died at 15.
Wow.
And his bigger brothers was kind of hustling and into prostitution. And then my mom kind of ran away from home at a young age. She got into it. And then later on down the line, you know, my mom and my dad ended up getting married. And, you know, here I came with a few dysfunctional parents that loved me. You know what I mean? I wasn't abused.
Right.
But they, you know, they was kind of abusing themselves through the lifestyle. And, you know, I came out of it at a, you know, I moved with my mom down south at about from like my early adolescent years. And now I moved back with my dad. When I was like about 12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
So as I came back to live with my dad, you know, he was actually in a backslidden state because he had actually got saved and was living for the Lord my early years, about 4 to about 9. And then he backslid. And so I kind of saw him, you know, his old lifestyle, you know, kind of become modern day. So at like 13, 14, I was watching, you know, the full-fledged life of prostitution.
Wow.
You know, houses and cars and money. And of course, I mean, you know, it didn't take too long for me to kind of like want to jump in that. So at about 15, 16, I started selling drugs. You know what I mean? Selling drugs at my school, young dude, you know, and got out of school. And in high school is when I actually met Christ. So I had that encounter in high school, met Christ. God imparted some things to me on the prophetic side of my dad and just certain things because, I mean, a lot of people hear me talk about it in my music, but I've seen some real things where, you know, I didn't know at night if my dad was going to come home. You know what I mean? Because he would do crazy stuff like walk around with $100,000 worth of jewelry on, you know what I mean? Money, crazy money, you know what I mean? And he comes from the era where you're not hiding what you're doing. You know what I mean? So he wasn't hiding it. I mean, of course he had a program that he was trying to work that he thought was a program, but you look at him and you know what he do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at night, I didn't know if he was going to come home because he was putting himself in positions that was dangerous. You know, so, you know, God dealt with me on that. And at about 18, I actually backslid. And around that time, around 18, 19, 20, is when, you know, I kind of was dabbling in a whole bunch of stuff back and forth down south. And then my dad actually, the ATF and the feds actually kicked in his door.
Hmm.
And he was like a three-time loser. So he went to jail. And prior, right after he went to jail, right before actually he went to jail, I moved down south and kind of just dove into my own wilderness experience, hard body, and just started, selling drugs. We was kind of doing some transporting from California, from Atlanta, from New York, through the mail, through the car. I mean, it was just heavy distribution, a lot of marijuana, pills, cocaine. Because around that time, my mom actually met somebody, because my mom at this time, she was battling with addiction. So she was kind of like what they call a functioning addict, I guess you want to say.
Yeah.
So she wasn't like, I never seen my parents, or no, my dad wasn't really doing drugs. He was addicted to the lifestyle, you know what I mean? That was his drug. But my mom was never on the street, none of that stuff. But, she was still, killing herself, what I mean? And around that time, she met up with a dude who she was friends with he owned the escort service. So a young dude, here I am, a young dude, I'm driving, for these girls. And then I started to see, I could drive, we're getting deep, ain't we? I don't know if I told too many people this, but anyway, I started seeing that, I had a thing for marijuana. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I always had a thing for marijuana.
Yeah.
And I got exposed to cocaine because that's what that lifestyle was involved. It was cocaine. You know what I mean? I bought my first pistol from an escort. You know what I mean? I remember her taking me to this dude house, and I bought the pistol. The same pistol is kind of another part of my testimony, where I went to Miami with the same pistol, and the police pulled us over. I was down there to get some weed, and the police pulled us over, and I had the pistol stashed in my engine. You know what I mean? And the police found the pistol, asked everybody whose it was, and you know me, I'm not about to lie. I'm like, it's mine. So I'm sitting on the ground handcuffed in Dade County, thinking about how the inside of the jails look.
Yeah.
And, in New York State, they got something called Project Exile. And if you get caught with a gun, that's 5 years, and then every bullet is a year.
You was like Plexico Burris, pretty much.
Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So it was... So anyway, long story short, the police ended up letting me go. You know what I mean? The laws down there are a little different, and God still had his hand on my life. You know what I mean? Because I was running from the calling. I knew what I was supposed to be, but you run even harder, try to get away from it, and you never get nowhere. You know what I mean? So anyway, by that time, shortly after that, we caught on the road with about 9 pounds. Me and another dude coming from Atlanta. And I don't know how God worked that out, but I ended up paying a fine. They dropped the charges. I ended up paying a fine, a small fine. Never did longer than a day in jail. You know what I'm saying? And just times, man. I mean, them is just two stories out of, literally hundreds of stories that I went through of running from the Lord, and how every situation, because, when I was in them situations, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't pleading for the Lord to help me.
Yeah.
Because I had a relationship with God, so I wasn't dealing with this bail me out type of God. You know what I mean? I just figured, it is what it is, and I'm going to deal with the repercussions, of what it is. And he still, that's why I believe that, that God is truly married to the backslide. Because even when you really don't really understand his love for you, he still loves you.
Right.
A lot of people think that God only comes when you express your love for him and how sorry you are. But God was so faithful for me that even when I was a hardhead, acting like I didn't want to hear him and talk to him, he was still there, had his hand on my life, still protecting me. You know what I mean? I remember one time I flipped over in the car. You know what I mean? Flipped over in the car. Me and my wife, we wasn't married yet, but my wife is actually my high school sweetheart. So we've been together for years. And that's the one good thing I did that was kind of consistent.
Yeah.
So, I flipped over in the car. We got out, barely a scratch on us.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Down the road, driving down south. And, basically, in a nutshell, it's just a life, a full-fledged life of crime on all levels. You know what I mean? And from Florida to New York to North Carolina, you know, to Atlanta. I mean, I was living in Atlanta and in and out of strip clubs, you know, with girls and working with different. I mean, it's crazy, man, the life that you really find yourself in, you know, dealing with different escort services and meeting with different pimps and y'all working out partnerships. And I mean, it's crazy, man. It really is. You know, I'm living in hotels. You know, I'm driving back and forth from Charlotte, North Carolina to Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, I mean, here I am today, you know, a man of God, you know, repping Christ to the fullest and, you know, just living an uncompromised life. But, you know, my past is, it's nothing nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's nothing nice. But, you know, anyway, long story short, through all of that, I got into a situation where some dudes was trying to rob me. You know what I mean? And here I am. I'm from out of town. So I went, you know, basically went and got the artillery up and walk around with guns and thinking I'm Superman. And God started dealing with me hard. You know, I was plotting hard. I mean, I would literally come out the house. I would have somebody ride me around. I'd make a phone call, and I have a different pair of shoes in the car. You know what I mean? So I could hit this certain cut and then get back in the car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I just had it all mapped out in my head of what I was going to do, how I was going to do it. And God started dealing with me, man. And I started dreaming literally about guns and murder and just crazy things for like 30 days straight.
Wow.
So, and at that time, I was kind of trying to rehabilitate myself and stop just ripping and running because I had went on a binge for like 3-4 months where I was just popping ecstasy pills. And I was like, I was on another level. I thought I was invincible. So, you know, I kind of was sitting down and I never really got addicted to ecstasy, but I was on it. And I was sitting down reflecting and God just started dealing with me. And he started getting in my dreams. And in my dreams, I was running in my dreams. I'd be running through houses. And every single dream for 30 days straight, it was a gunning. So I'm like bugging because there's a spirit of murder heavy on me. I mean, it was heavy. Like revenge and murder, it was heavy on me. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't maneuver. You know what I mean? I was sick, you know, and that's kind of where the song Running came from. Came birthed out of my testimony of God, you know, snatching me back out of the wilderness, you know what I mean, and me eventually running back to him. But, you know, I found a book. I started getting in some literature. My husband now gave me this Bible that he had.
Yeah.
You know, here I am backslidden. I didn't have a Bible, none of that. You know, I wasn't thinking about that. He gave me this Bible. And, you know, I started reading a little bit. Still had my little cigarettes, but I was trying to read the word a little bit. And, I mean, we're going back like 05 probably. Going back like 05, 06. Yeah, 05 and early 06. And,
yeah.
You know, I started reading the Bible. Then I got this book about dreams and started realizing that the guns that I kept seeing in my dreams represented war.
Mm.
And how God and the God's angels and the devil's demons was fighting for my soul at that time. And, you know, it was one of the most empowering, you know, events in my life because at that time where I was at a crossroad, like, I'm either, you know, excuse my friends, but I'm either body this dude, you know what I mean, and face whatever happens because I can't sleep, or I'm going to turn to the Lord and I'm going to just forgive and move on and really just get back where I know I need to be with the Lord anyway. So he used that traumatic situation to really bring to a head that I needed him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to your song right now called I'm Running. I think it's a perfect time
okay.
So they can kind of hear, you know what I'm saying, your story even in the song form, man. And we're going to check that out right now. Where are we at, Miss Cole?
Yada
that King. That's right. Yada King Radio. Let's check that out.
I'm running, but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong. Let's get it straight, I ain't running from nothing. He had a plan for my life, no frontin', had his hands on my life. Delivery man, out on my day route, till God delivered me. And I found out about his layout, the layout was laid out. I prayed and got laid out, I played house, then I grew up and got played out. That's old news,
tell my friends I turned in my old shoes. Got me singing love songs, something like I'm old school.
The truth, the life, the way.
Hey, thought I told you, get on the wheel or do you like clay? Just let them mold you, yeah. You couldn't run, you had to crawl. Just know when you're going through, you always got someone that you can call. If not now, then when? It's gotta be done. I left and came back broke like the prodigal son. Arms stretched out, I came running hot in my face. I had a bad dream and woke up running in place.
I'm running, I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm on the run, eating word like it's part of my diet. Soul of a finisher, heart of a lion, tribe of Judah, yeah. If Jesus the gun, then I'll be the shooter. I got a hard drive like a computer, you can't stop me, I used to be sloppy. Jesus had to clean me up. I got the devil and his demons mad, they be teaming up like,
we gotta take them down, quick, we gotta break them down.
I just hit them with the word, word, they be breaking down. Gotta keep the faith, gotta fall on my face. Deep in the chase, sometimes it's hard keeping your pace. I went through, but God was with me, I'm calling it grace. Holy Ghost, fire, umpire, calling me safe.
Safe.
I made it out without a scar or scrape. I hit the cut and start running so far I escaped. Well, not a second or a minute or an hour to waste. It's like a movie and I'm in it, co-star in my fate. I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
Yeah, yeah. Good looking Cree. I told you I'm running, man. I'm running for Christ. Mars music. Music aimed at reconciliation and salvation. That's what it is. Buck Barnabas. I had to double edge it, baby.
For your weapon,
it's gonna come a comma,
comma back a friend.
Maybe not today or tomorrow, but when you least expect it, watch it.
Come a comma, comma back a friend.
The voice of God is never wrong.
That's only when they be
trying to tell you it's gonna
come a comma, comma back a friend.
You already know,
damn,
you reap what you sow.
Damn,
it's gonna come a comma, comma back a friend.
Feeling phenomenal, even had breakfast in bed. Wifey made it for me, sweetheart, I'm so impressed with these eggs. Kissed her on the cheek, jumped in the shower, dressed, headed for the dough. Dug it fresh in the flesh to think I'm just headed for the stove. Oh, but looking up out the driveway, good blue lights in the rear view, snap, it's the popo. I didn't even do nothing, I'm using my blinkers, you gotta be kidding me, I don't need another ticket. Okay, calm down and breathe, I've done nothing wrong today. Just give them my information, license and registration, and I'ma be on my way.
You think it's cool to be that dude that's always reaching for your weapon?
It's gonna come up.
Come a back a friend.
Maybe not today or tomorrow, but when you least expect it, watch it.
Come a
back a friend.
The voice of God is never wrong.
Trying
to tell you it's gonna
come a
back a friend.
You already know.
Damn.
You reap what you sow.
Damn.
It's gonna
come a back a friend.
Hey, call please. These 5 words are very scary. Would you like my license and registration? No, that won't be necessary. Why? You're under arrest for breaking and entering. We call it burglary. Your home, but pull the trigger. Add to that murder one first degree. I'm about to go to jail over something that happened when I was 17. I'm 25 now. Everything I did when I was off in the streets, I thought eventually it'd die down. Jesus, I need you, my son, since preschool. Please help. He needs daddy now. Officer said when you do dirt, the dirt will come back around.
You think it's cool to be that dude that's always reaching for your weapon?
It's gonna
come a comma,
comma
back a friend.
Maybe not today or tomorrow, but when you least expect it, watch it.
Come a comma, comma
back a friend.
The voice of God is never wrong.
Trying to tell you it's gonna
come a comma,
comma back a friend.
You already know.
Damn.
You reap what you sow.
Thinking about my wife and kids, I was a trifling teenager, and I regret the life I lived. It's such a painful oxymoron when I think about life in prison. This isn't no life at all, but I'm so glad that Christ forgives me. See, I tried to get up out the game while I still had a chance. My past came back to haunt me, fell right on me like an avalanche. I was the man back then, homie, look at me.
Andale, come around. And you know what we do. It's going down. Miss Cole, where we at one more time for the people that lost their mind?
Like you?
Yeah.
Yada that King Radio.
That's right, Yada that King Radio. They say I'm crazy. They say I'm strange, but I'm peculiar. I ain't got no problem with it. And we with the homie Buck Barnabas, who said, hey, if you want to be an actor, you got to be a weirdo. If you didn't hear all that, you're going to actually have to check out the archives in the video in the live stream. That's what you miss when you ain't with us. But let's talk about his music. Miss Cole, I know you got some questions for him regarding his music. You know, like how he got started. What's up? What questions you got right now?
Well, yeah, I want to know how you got started. Were you doing secular music before? Or, you know, once you got saved, did God just start bringing out these gifts? Like, how did you get started?
I think, a lot of people wouldn't believe this, but I actually start writing Christian rhymes when I was like 12. And that was kind of like me and my cousins, we kind of wrote the Christian stuff. We wasn't really, you know, living the life yet, but we knew about church, you know what I'm saying? So we was writing the Christian stuff, and we rap at churches here and there, young dudes, and I had, you know, try to get the team together. And as the years went by, I started doing secular music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We had a secular group, and I did my thing solo, secularly. And then, you know, like I said, I got discipled in a studio at like 15, in a Christian rap studio at 15. So that was always in my heart. You know, I always knew that. I always thrived on that arena because that's what God called me to be. So I started doing Christian, then I went to secular, and then started doing, went back to the Lord, and, you know, now I'm here. But I definitely grabbed my gift off of a lot of secular. I've been influenced by a lot of secular people in the industry.
Yeah.
That I won't name because it just doesn't matter.
Come on. Give him the 21 gun. We had to give you the 21 gun because he said that I've been influenced, but I ain't gonna name the influences. You know, so you can stay safe. Just listen to Buck Barnabas. He said, "Don't worry about who I was influenced by." Hey, Buck, man, I got a question, man. Is this album, Who Is Buck Barnabas, was that your actual first album as a Christian MC? Was there some things that kind of alluded to that album? What's up, man?
Yeah, man, to keep it funky, man, Who Is Buck Barnabas has been in the lab for a minute, you know, the actual concept and the idea behind it for years, you know what I mean? But I never had all the elements around me to really bring it to life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now, you know, this last year, 2010, is when, you know, God kind of brought not just the concept I already had, but the elements around me musically and artistically, you know, brought it to the forefront and just brought everything together, man. All the pieces to the puzzle came together, man. And I believe, you know, we got a Holy Ghost masterpiece on our hands, man, for real.
That's what's up. So what is, like, you know what I'm saying? We understand everybody's ministry. There's different aspects of the ministry they're trying to hit. What are you really trying to hit with your music? Are you trying to, you know, is there certain people you're trying to reach? Are you one of those casts that's like, hey, I'm trying to reach everybody? What's up, man? Tell the people how you are going about in your ministry.
I think that God has let me know early on in this that I'm an evangelist. You know what I mean? I have an evangelical gift to preach the gospel to the world. I think that I'm called for the streets. You know what I mean? I'm definitely tailor-made for the streets because I have the bait that grabs them. You know, he's equipped me with the bait that grabs them. But I also am a firm believer in edification and discipleship. You know, once you get them saved, you know, break them down and teach them discipline and then bring them through the process of discipleship. So at the same time, I'm a street dude and you can hear that in my music. But what you can also hear in my music is my passion for ministry, you know, my love for sound doctrine. And you know, my passion is just to give the word out the best way I can artistically. You know what I mean? I love the words. I think I'm trying to reach the streets, but I'm also trying to reach the church, and I'm also trying to teach the church how to reach the streets. You know what I mean? I mean, all of the above, man. I'm not I'm not gonna say that I'm for everybody, because there's probably gonna be some people that I'm not for. But I mean, we all would love to be for everybody. But that's pretty much what it is in a nutshell. I mean.
No, that's what it is, man. So you hearing him talking about his ministry, his music. And Buck, man, you got a song called Ministry Music, which we actually gonna go into. Tell the people a little bit about
okay. that. Ministry Music is a joint I did with Oxford featuring on there. And it's just ministry music, man. It's self-explanatory, man. Some people call it hip-hop. You know, some people call it gospel rap, Christian rap. You know, holy hip hop. You know, I just say it's ministry music, man.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's rap in the form of ministry. You know, ministry in the form of rap. I'm sorry. That's yeah. pretty much what it is.
Okay.
The song will tell you everything.
So speaking of that song, let's get into it. On Yada.
Yeah.
The King Radio. Miss Cole a little tired over there. She needs some pickup. Let's get it in. This music gonna pick her up, though. Let's check it out.
See, we'll do it how the industry do it. Set apart for this ministry music. Let's do it. You had hip hop. We just say it's ministry music. Real talk, man. We really been through it, man. We really been through it. See, we'll do it how the industry do it. Set apart for this ministry music. Let's do it. Stop pressing me. Street affiliation, no sesame. The recipe, I water whipped the soda, made a mess of me. The best of me got overlooked. I drowned out my destiny. The referee blew the whistle. Satan tried to question me. Christ, my code offended. I get labeled an accessory. I'm trying to paint a picture. I'm a Christian. Start sketching me. The blueprint is ministry. I'm spitting sound doctrine. I'm part of the adoption. To die is not an option. A one-track mind. I'm on my way to the king. And I ain't come for the cause of the diamond rings. They say get like me. I say get like C. H-R-I-S-T in my white T. I'm in the ministry. You can lead the industry out. This kingdom culture. I'm here to push the enemy out. I ain't here to take sides. Nah, I'm here to take over. Ministry over industry. Playtime's over.
You call it hip hop. We just say it's ministry music. Real talk, man, we really been through it. Man, we really been through it. See, we'll do it how the industry do it. Set apart for this ministry music. Let's do it. You had hip hop. We just say it's ministry music. Real talk, man, we really been through it. Man, we really been through it. See, we'll do it how the industry do it. Set apart for this ministry music. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's right, homie, we been through it. Wicked, wretched, the devil, look what this wind blew. And it's more than just music. You ain't gotta wait for the hook, for the rock, the Balboa with your influence. That's why we spit life into this. If not anything else that I write is swift music. Not worth a dime, hold me in a bag. Embodied, I'm living in the moment like it's my last. One, hoping these reach the lifeless. Talk is cheap, but the king's speech is priceless. I won't sell my soul for the fame. I'm purchased by the Lord, I'm sold out for the change. So let it be. When my legacy speaks, it says I gave glory to God instead of me. So till the wheels fall off, we riding. In 1 Peter 3:15, we got it.
We call it hip hop. We just say it's ministry music. Real talk, man, we really been through it. Man, we really been through it. See, we'll do it how the industry do it. Set apart for this ministry music. Let's do it. You had hip hop. We just say it's ministry music. Real talk, man, we really been through it. Man, we really been through it. See, we'll do it how the industry do it. Set apart for this ministry music. Let's do it.
Highly offensive, unadulterated. Word heavy, saturated. Blood payment compensated. Spirit filled, concentrated. I don't mean to complicate it. Raw, straight, uncut. Keep your 5 mics, homie. Save your 2 thumbs up. Yup. I ain't gotta be apologetic. The church need mouth to mouth. Somebody call a paramedic. Way too much blending in, that the industry can't tell the difference, so they say, hey, send them in. Punchline rappers spitting metaphors and synonyms. Forget about the word, you see the money that they bringing in. Public enemy number one, they say I'm militant. Convicted me for murder in the flesh, and I'ma kill again. Red-handed, guilty as charged, I never plead the fifth. Red letter lyrics like they came straight from Jesus' lips. Feet firmly planted on the rock, you ain't moving me. I'm trying to bring the ministry back to what it used to be.
You call it hip hop, we just say it's ministry music. Real talk, man, we really been through it, man, we really been through it. See, we'll do it how the industry do it. Set apart for this ministry music. Let's do it. You had hip hop. We just say it's ministry music. Real talk, man, we really been through it, man, we really been through it. See, we'll do it how the industry do it. Set apart for this ministry music. Let's do it.
Thank you.
feeling that I'm blind. I don't see the opposition. They behind me, I'm not turning around while I'm on this mission. The position I'm in, they can see, call, then I listen. And no, he's not on the cross, nor dead anymore. He has risen. I was missing freedom. He then came and freed me from that prison. And to all them hoping that I stop, y'all go on, keep on wishing. Got my feet fitted with the readiness. No, I ain't slipping, and I got it all on. So y'all gon' keep on tripping. I'm not perfect, so every day me and God working at it. Some of y'all don't know what it's like, man. I used to be an addict. I hated that I had it, but still I just had to have it just to forget who I was, because my life was like the saddest. Then he took my heart, grabbed it. Thanks to him, I kicked the habit. Now my habit is to take hip hop and just act like a savage. I'm not average. Perform it, the devil must be embarrassed. He tried all that he could to stop this album, yet here you have it.
Just believe in you only. No, you'll never leave me alone. You said follow me. If you're lonely, if you're lonely, you could have left me all on my own. But you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all.
That I'm nothing without Jesus, I got no problem admitting. So I worship her a second, minute, hour, day, and instant. I was lost, he became a navigator like the Lincoln. And he offered me life, so now and then I keep on living. Wanna give a big shout out to BTD, Ed, and my mama. I like this floor of errors, like I could say what I wanna. But I talk about the fact that cause of Christ I call him my bomb. Man, it's not a homie if you against it. See you mañana. Adios, sayonara, see you later. Now here we go, everything come to a halt while I'm shooting like a free throw. I don't play with a demon, see him play him like casino. And I throw him in Miami, you can call me Dan Marino. Yes, it's blessed, serving the Jesus Christ, I confess it. Try to live it out as best as I can as I spread the message that he came and died for my sin. 3 days later, resurrected, and the wrong he'll correct it. All you gotta do is accept it.
Said follow me. If you're lonely, if you're lonely, you could've left me all on my own. But you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all. I'm blessed to serve your love,
Lord.
Love.
You gave everything that you are. So I give everything that I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. Blessed. Gate called Federal. He the king of the tone. LP.
LP.
I'm blessed to serve your love.
Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop.
Hey.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SunderSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Who are you? SunderSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network. And more. At the South.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
Westcoastfire.com.
Yo, we are.
Yeah.
on the show right now with the homie Buck Barnabas, man, and we chilling.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, I just said cheer.
Yeah, yeah. You still with us, Miss Cole?
I worry about you.
Oh, okay.
I'm really concerned right now.
Hey, we're gonna talk about the topic though, Miss Cole. What's the topic about this week or today? Come on, Miss Cole. Don't look at me like that.
Crash.
Okay. What do we mean by crash though?
It's an acronym.
What's the acronym? Come on, man.
You tell the people.
Come release all sin here. All right. And we had it go down where?
This weekend.
Where? I didn't say when. See, I told you, you sleeping.
See, you didn't know. You didn't let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm.
In Bremerton.
That's right. And we got the crash on. And for those that don't know what it means, crash, come release all sin here. And we're going to talk about that. We always got to have a place where we crash into God, man. And we was talking with Buck, and he said he crashed into God all the time, man. But tell them, you know what I'm saying, some different areas where you crash into God, where he fixes you up. That's a good thing about when you crash into God. It ain't going to wreck your car. You know what I'm saying? Your car might even look fresher. Your body might look fresher. So tell them a little bit about that crash, boss.
Crashing into God when we think we're running away from him, and everywhere we go, there, you know, being in a backslidden state.
Yeah.
I kept crashing into God, and traumatic things happened. And, you know, I realized that God never left me, you know. And at the end of the day, we try to run away from something and never run from ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and can never escape God. You know what I mean? Can never run from God. You know, and I thank God I ran into God, and, you know, got broke up a little bit, broke me up a little bit when I hit that wall. But thank God, man, he produced humbleness and meekness and, you know, just wisdom behind the lifestyle of being a Christian instead of just zeal, you know?
Yeah. Now, that's what's up. Now, somebody in a live stream by the name of D.Y., he said that it will wreck your flesh, though. Now, let's talk about, with crashing into God, what are some things in your flesh that you had to get rid of?
Oh, man. It's a book I'm reading right now called Disciplines of a Godly Man. And it breaks down the things that, you know, it says, you know, in order to get disciplined, you know, you must leave the things that are not like God. And, you know, coming back to Christ, realizing that, you know, I'm not at odds with any Christian rappers. You know, I mean, you know, we got a lot of, you know, Christian battle rappers out there. You know, I've been given a gift where I know who my enemy is.
Can I get an amen?
I let people know that. You know, I've also been given a very powerful and authoritative type of gift where I, you know, I'm bold, and I live my music, and I'll tell you what it is. You know, I'm not going to beat around the bush and pacify it, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that God produced humbleness. And, you know, the word says if you humble yourself, he will exalt you. If you exalt yourself, he will humble you.
Yeah.
And I'd much rather humble myself, you know, and stay humble, knowing that I have a gift. You know, I possibly do have an international gift that's going to reach souls and lives around the world. But we still have to be humble. We have to stay humble no matter how wide the screen get, you know, how big the crowd get. You know, we got to stay humble, man. So I think, you know, the tearing of the flesh comes from being humble, you know, as you produce, you know, great music, as God, the Holy Spirit produces great music. But sometimes as we get caught up in the gift, you know, we think we do it.
Yeah.
And the great thing about God is that what he's doing with me, and it blows people away, because when they really get the first glance at me, they like, man, this dude is he's not playing, you know, he understands dominion and authority, but then I'm still that dude that's able to have a humble conversation with you and point out all the areas that us as Christians definitely having this manifold on me, what we need to do to keep ourselves clothed in humbleness. I mean, I think that's a great, that right there, you can speak on humbleness and humbling yourself and just tearing at the flesh, because the flesh tries to build you up, you know what I mean, put you on this pedestal, you know, where God don't want you, man. So,
yeah.
I mean, that, you know, crash into humbleness.
No, that's real, real tough. Nah, man. Yeah. And how important do you think it is for us to actually have an experience where we know that it was a crash into God and it just shook our lives up, man?
Oh, man. I'll be honest, man. I think there's a large percentage of the church, you know, and even, you know, even me being a Christian rapper, even to speak on Christian rappers that have not really gone through much. And they've never had an experience where it's either, you know, they die or they you know, accept God and accept Christ in their life and live for the Lord. I think we have a lot of lukewarm spirits, you know what I mean? A lot of, you know, aints and Christians who are kind of straddling the fence.
Right.
And no really episode in their life where they were facing death, you know. Sometimes death, you can face death mentally where you want to kill yourself. You know what I mean? You face suicidal thoughts. And I think that what I've seen, the reason why it's like that road to Damascus type of experience that Paul had. And I think that there's not a lot of that. Not that there's not a lot, but there's very few in between where people have not really had that episode. And you can tell that, you know, they're very pious and self-righteous. And yeah. they come across like, oh, well, that is not right. And you shouldn't say that. And you shouldn't do that. And, yeah. You know what I mean? And that comes from not really having an experience and really getting broke down and understanding, you know, mercy and grace and compassion. I mean, you know, that's why I'm compassionate for people, because, like I said before, man, I literally was called and went and laid down with the dogs.
Yeah.
So who am I to judge somebody and call out somebody and look down on somebody that's in a situation when I know how merciful God is, man? His plan of mercy and grace, it far surpasses ours. You know, the Bible says where sin abound, that much more grace abound.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So we can't out-sin grace. You know what I mean? So that's really what it is, man. I don't think that a lot of people have really had that experience where they really went through something. And they've needed God. I mean, I was sleeping in crack houses, you know what I mean? Because I was homeless, and it was either sell crack or be homeless, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they haven't gone through that. And I'm not bragging or boasting or glorifying that, but, you know, you got boards up on the doors, and you in there, and if you got a gun, you facing about 10 years, and you know, you might don't even go in there with a gun, and then you feel naked because you're in there without a gun. And you got money and drugs, and you know you hoping the police come instead of the stick up boys, because if they come, you might don't make it out. You know what, yeah, I'm saying? So it's, you know, it's real life, man. And people are like, why you always? I mean, the streets will teach you how the streets for me built character and a tough skin, man, for life, and just knowing not to be emotional and knowing that somebody always got it worse, man. Somebody always got it worse than you, man. So yeah.
Nah, that's what's up. Thought Miss Cole was about to say something, you know. She going back, you know what I'm saying, and chilling. But anyways, somebody actually in the live stream has something to say, right, Miss Cole? Flex? Is that who his name was? Flex said, really, we all get caught up in stuff, whatever it may be. The one, that's one reason why many of us need to stay in our word, because our flesh loves to fail. That's what he said. You know what I'm saying? And actually, there was a question about the topic crash that D. White had to say. He said, how often should a believer be releasing his or her sins?
Oh, that's a good question. You want me to answer that?
Yeah. You. It's on you.
I think that, first of all, one thing we have to know about sin is that sin has already been taken care of at the cross. Mm. You know what I mean? The Bible says, therefore, there is no condemnation. So we have to understand that our past, present, and future sins, they've been absolved. You know, we don't got to go to a priest. You know, we don't have to continue to get forgiveness for the sins that Christ already died for.
Yeah.
I mean, the payment was the blood. So I think that daily, well, the Bible says you die daily. You know what I mean? And as we repent for our sins, we have to come to the throne, throne, understanding that we're acknowledging, you know, we're confessing our sins, but we also have to understand that they've already been paid in full. You know, we're just expressing our need for that sanctification process daily, and just continue to be chiseled, that flesh continue to be chiseled off. But our sins have already been forgiven.
Yeah.
You know, Christ, when we sin, if tomorrow we were to go out and sin, God doesn't see that sin because we're under the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So all we have to do is have that conversation with Christ and tell him, you know, like me, I just tell him, man, I thank you for the blood, because the blood, it makes me look righteous to God, because I'm under the righteousness of Christ. You know what I mean? So, I think it's a daily process that we have to continue to, you know, with our tongue make confession that we might be sorry for things that we do in our daily lives.
Yeah.
But I think we also have to come to the throne with a boldness, knowing that, you know what, you know, this sin has already been forgiven, mm-hmm. and I'm really just coming to you in gratitude, thanking you for the blood. You know what I mean? And I mean, that's, you know, sin is a tricky thing, man, because the enemy tries to come and bring guilt on you with sin. All of our sins have already been paid for.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not saying don't repent, but then again, I'm saying that, you know, it's kind of like that salvation prayer. You know, after you pray that salvation prayer one time, you're saved. You don't have to daily pray that same prayer, because the Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you're saved. You don't have to, if you mess up, you don't have to come back and get re-saved. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's kind of a meaty subject, sin. You know what I mean? And what it's been doing to the body. Because I think it creates a legalistic type of mentality of thinking that the least amount of sins that you commit, the best you look in God's eyes. You know what I mean? When he doesn't even see not one of our sins anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's tricky, and, you know, it's I guess a lot of people would debate that, and they would try to get off theological on the subject of sin. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm just going by what the words say, man. Yeah, he died for our sins, man. So, yeah.
Hey, he's going in, man. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm saying, man, I already knew when you told me that topic. I was like, okay, that's a good topic.
So wait.
Glory. Hallelujah.
You already knew what you was gonna talk about when we said the topic. You already had this prep, man. What's up with that, man? You prepping yourself?
No, I didn't have it prepped. I just knew that I knew God was gonna open up something whenever we did start to talk about it, because It's you know, sin is something that we need to address, you know what I mean? But the actual, you know, the way it needs to be addressed, you know, like you said, you know, what's the acronym to
crash.
Come release all sin.
Crash.
Yeah.
Come release all sin.
Here.
And you know, I think that it's the part of us that the sin factor is in the, if you trace it back, it's the thing that initially separated us from God. So what we have to understand is that's what the enemy continues to try to do, is try to continue to separate you from God with your sin. But if you really study the word and show yourself approved, you'll see that God has already reconciled himself back to himself, you know, through creating a kinsman redeemer and you know, Mary giving birth to the God man, you know, the man God, and him being the ultimate sacrifice for sin. I mean, we were talking about it today in the service of how the world, you know, couldn't do nothing with his blood, because he had to take, that's why he told Mary Magdalene, don't touch me, because his body had to be, he had to ascend and take the blood sacrifice to the altar.
Yeah.
The altar that wasn't made with hands. You know what I mean? So when you really think about the blood, man, then you think about the power of the blood, man, the power of, we have to understand, we're no longer under the law.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're saved by grace through faith. You know, so, you know, we've been saved, man, and we're, we don't have to continue to let sin beat us down, because sin will beat you down.
Man,
it's really like a it's really like a sin consciousness, though, that really beats us down.
Right.
It's really the guilt and the thought of sin, because sin doesn't really have power. The Bible says two things. It says, I'm giving you power over all power of the enemy. And then it says, I'm giving you all power over... Paul says, you know, I'm giving you all power over sin. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, to paraphrase, so we have to really, you know, understand what that means. I mean, you know, we talk about... We, you know, we use the scripture, it's like a war in my members, you know, and then we think about the, you know, we think about the battle, and, you know, we don't really understand what Paul was saying with that, but, you know, in actuality, you know, the war that goes on is mostly mentally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, because they're really, you know, the Bible says we perish for the lack of knowledge, so if we know, and if we actually became one with that knowledge that we have power over sin, it won't dictate how we think, you know what I mean, us being guilty. You know, it'll even change how much compassion we have for the lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
man,
yeah.
So speaking of the lost, I know you got this joint that we're going to go into right now called Innovation. We're going to let the people hear that on Yada King Radio.
Invitation.
Invitation. I'm sorry. What did I say?
Invitation. You good. You said Innovation.
Innovation. That's because my bad. That's because I'm thinking of Chris Searcy. He came out with an album called Innovation. Shout out to him.
Oh, word.
Yeah, yeah. So I got him I got him mixed up. But look, let's check this out.
You good, man?
Yeah, I appreciate that. But Miss Cole was gonna throw me under the bus. But I appreciate it. Look, let's check that out on Yada Dot King Radio.
Hopeless, drug dealers, Jesus come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration, going in no limitation. Bringing gospel to the nation, take this as an invitation.
I'm in the streets, tracks and flyers, rats and liars. Lurking late night, I come from where the gats required. Fast forward, call it ratchet to me. Gonna need more than that to move me. Street soldiers, active duty, stunning like an action movie. Drug dealers back and forth, straight gorillas, no remorse. Concrete jungle on my humble, trying to stay the course. Driven by a greater force, hunting, trying to save the lost. Something for a better cause. Sold out, he paid the cost. Use me, I'm available. The gospel made available. I ain't never scared, I'm everywhere. I'm where they scared to go. The gutter where the roaches at. The streets and the cul-de-sacs. You can call it holy rap. We gon' bring holy back. Yeah, for the street corners. Street soldiers, cat killers, heat holders, drug dealers. Jesus come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration. Going in, no limitation. Bring the gospel to the nation. Take this as an invitation. This is for the street corners. Street soldiers, cat killers, heat holders, drug dealers. Jesus come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration. Going in, no limitation. Bring the gospel to the nation. Take this as an invitation. They say I'm too street. They think I turn my back on the church. Cause when I speak to the streets, I got my back to the church. I don't get it. I'm just trying to bring them back in the church. Radio station infiltration. I ain't rapping a verse. Fold, yeah, young and bold, a lyrical evangelist. My gifts make room, I hit more angles than a camera get. I'm in the lens, freeze frame, quick focus in. Jesus came, forgave me for my sins, I almost choked on sin. Saved by grace, life and death in the tongue. My bones dried up, Christ breathed life in these lungs. Yeah, the gospel for the street soldiers, corners where they deal crack. Don't try to put me in a box, I'm working, call it real rap.
Jesus for the street corners, street soldiers, cat killers, heat holders, drug dealers. Jesus come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration, going in no limitation. Bring the gospel to the nation, take this as an invitation. This is for the street corners, street soldiers, cat killers, heat holders, drug dealers. Jesus come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration, going in no limitation.
Yeah.
Bring the gospel to the nation, take this as an invitation.
Go ahead, do the math on this. A carpenter from Nazareth caught me using adjectives. Wordsmith, catalyst, grace sufficient, adequate. I left and came back to bliss. Christ subtracted me, I took the word of God and added it. Take this as an invitation, I'ma make a demonstration. Vindication, blood bought, no court fees, no litigation. In the making, I dominate, yeah, that's my occupation. Limitations don't exist, operation, infiltration. Motivation, target the streets, save a generation. Money making, got you blind, CD sales generating. Destination, heaven, kingdom, living, Christ administration. Stop debating, no compromise. I'm trying to reach the nation. High concentration. Come to Christ, there is no condemnation. Obligations up for me. Me and my Lord be dinner dating. Yeah, we got relationship. The gospel made for everybody. Anybody can get it. Way of thinking, I tell everybody.
Jesus for the street corners. Street soldiers, cat killers, heat holders, drug dealers. Jesus come and keep the focus. Kingdom culture infiltration. Going in, no limitation. Bringing gospel to the nation. Take this as
your speakers bump.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You know we charge to bring the gospel all over the globe, right? You can't forget the hood. It's official, the game is locked now. Ever since we dropped down, came to set up shop and I'll be rocking on your spot. See, man, want us to stop, but can't, cause we with God. Look, breaking on your corners, cause we controlling the block. Listen, don't need no props, we respect it for rock. All the way back to Kinsey from Oklahoma to shop. I rep the name 24-7 on the clock now. Walk with the lean, you need us, you got that. You see, I roll with the king of kings, sitting on the guillotines. Know that I'm ahead of my time, killing my enemies. It's what they say to me, but they know I ain't listening. Wishing to get a hold of them, itching to put my fist in the way. See, if you know me, you know that I'm not the violent type. Got a few homies, some soldiers that'll change some silent nights. Into some ruckus, don't buckus play it, cause you'll get hurt. But since we Christians demand it, God, we gon' keep it
true. Yo city, yo town, yo block, yo hood. 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 Yo city, yo town, yo block, yo hood.
Okay, you know how the set goes. Christ first, bless souls, let's go. Get souls in the ghetto, echo the gospel, gospel. I go hard like apostles. I know I'm so good, but they're not feeling my approach. Might not feel the way I roll, but we saving gangsters though. And that's what I'm in it for, let's believe we winning, bro. Wheels keep spinning and spinning. A piece of block boy, sitting with the block boys. Hey, Bible in the yard, 66 hot boy. I see you watching, baby, but you don't really want it. Don't let me stop it, this salvation got your name on it. And I can take you there, anyway you gotta get it. Just toss it up, don't make it rain, and trust me, gotta get it. If this is hard to miss, so won't you jump on in and ride with us, ride with him, but not with them. In
yo city, yo town, yo block, yo hood. 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 Yo city, yo town, yo block, yo hood.
I'm calling up all of my dogs and representing to the fullest and putting the world on the system. I've been a retriever, we never defeated. You know what's a step when you're backing up. Nah, I'll be back in the hall, what's up? 24-7, what's up? Attacking the black with the black, you mad like Exodus. You wanna win?
Mama's in my dance.
I got in this game when I was just wearing a 16. Surrounded by dudes, delivering truth. The mission was handed to this team to deliver youth and deliver coup. That they're on the list and that it seems they wanna keep peddling to destruction. Turn it to hell, that's the thing. I gotta get back to my spot in my city, my block and my hood. Give it to them while I'm preaching the hood. Underrated, cause I'm speaking the hood. The devil hated, cause we're reaching the hood. We started a journey, concerning the youth and donation. No stop, I'm too big of them all. And never return if I run on the enemies. Come with the sun, if we're standing up tall. And sending your long and all, be hoping that y'all will answer the call. And bringing the charge, it raining hard on y'all. And charge the enemy falls. So what's a man? I got the weight, it's not the same. On what you take, you stop the game. I got his name, in Jesus' name, let's make it rain.
Hey, yo city, yo town, yo block, yo hood. 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 Yo city,
the homie Mike Day. Song is called Where You At. Let's get back into this interview with the homie Buck Barnabas. Don't go nowhere.
So we're closing up, and we just want to hear any last words you may have for us, where we can get in contact with you at, and get your music downloaded and whatnot.
Purchase.
Okay, right now.
That's what I'm saying. You can download.
I got a lot of work out there right now in a very short period of time. Official 101, the first mixtape that I released independently, that's at buckbarnabas.com. Let me see, that's a free download. I just released the January 11th, January 10th, 2011, Who is Buck Barnabas, the mixtape, that's also a free download.
And it's
February
original.
9th.
It's all original, and right?
Oh yeah, my fault, family. Yeah, remember we talked about that. All original music.
Okay.
Cool. All original music. That's a whole nother story about, you know, secular music, secular beats, and all of that. But basically, to throw that on there, they're all original music. You know what I mean? I don't do nothing else but original music, whether it be, you know, somebody Christian or just basically in-house, you know what I mean? We do basically do in-house. But that mixtape is on Bandcamp under Who is Buck Barnabas, the mixtape. You can also get that at DoubleEdgeMinistries.com. Double Edge, two E's, one after the double and one before the E, I mean the Edge, Ministries.com. And my album is also for sale right now on Amazon, iTunes, Walmart.com. DoubleEdgeMinistries.com. If you purchase the CD online at the Double Edge store, purchase the hard copy, you get the a free bonus DVD full of music videos and interviews. You know, anybody been following me know I got a lot of music videos.
Yeah.
And, you know, great testimony stuff on there with interviews. So, you know, that's basically what it is. We got to, I cannot leave without, letting everybody know about the team. You know, we got some up and coming, albums to look out for. Randy G, which is a rhythm and praise singer. Miss Cole, be on the lookout for him. I'm a heavy listener of him. He got that soul. He got that, you know, he got that soul in his music, man. He's very authentic. Working on his album. His name is Randy G. He's on the album.
Okay.
He's on the album. He's on two songs on the album. Once you hear him, you're going to fall in love with him and his gift. I mean, he's very creative. He helped me. He did some writing on the album, too, with some singers we brought in. I lost my train of thought. D Will, make sure you get Creator. Creator has two albums out: Battle and the Conviction. And Conviction, two albums: The Battle and the Conviction. Make sure you go get those all at DoubleEdgeMinistries.com, Amazon, iTunes, and we just recently we're about to do a big press release. But you can get exclusive information right here. We're releasing The Pressure, the first animated movie from Double Edge Ministries, which is a DVD that comes with the soundtrack, which is a compilation album with all the artists on Double Edge, me, Creator, D Will, Wala, Randy G, and Deanna Hobbs. Thank God for Deanna Hobbs. Everybody keep her lifted. She broke her arm. She's on the album too. She has a black women's online black Christian women's magazine with over 400 or 500,000 subscribers.
Wow.
It's a powerful magazine. Go check her out, EEW Magazine. Again, EEW Magazine. Google it. So, yeah, so, you know, The Pressure, the DVD, we're about to push that hard with the album, Who is Buck Barnabas? Got my little acting debut on the animated movie. It's funny, man, but it's got a crazy storyline of restoration and redemption and of God keeping you through all the pressure, man. So, pretty much what it is, man. We got a lot of work out there, man. Google me, Buck Barnabas, Double Edge Ministries Creator. You'll find a lot of work visually, audio. You know, it's out there, man. We're putting in work for the kingdom.
Awesome.
That's what's up. So, do you have any last words for our listeners right now?
Can I keep it real?
I just want to stress, man, the importance of you know, just saving a soul from eternal damnation and hell. And understanding that, you know, a lot of people we walk by every day could be a soul that God wants you to witness to. And don't always be, you know, have so much pressure on yourself about actually winning them over to Christ. You know, just be led to plant the seed or water the seed and wait for God to get an increase. You know, I think we need to heighten awareness on evangelism and just preaching the word of God out there, man. It's all fine and dandy to get in the studio and record the gospel, but we need to live the gospel and we need to, you know, we need to live out the commandment of the Great Commission, you know, and go out there and preach the word of God to all nations. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, Christ will come, because until we do that, Christ ain't coming. So I don't know about y'all, but I want Christ to come back. So I'm going to preach the word of God everywhere I can, you know. And yeah, it's just, you know, evangelism, discipleship. I stress for men in the gospel to gird up men and find other men to mentor them. And find them, you know, find men around you that will tell you to shut up and sit down, and will call out things that need to be called out.
Right.
And you know, we build the men up, because the men is the head, and if the devil kills the head, then the body will follow. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, I stress discipleship and just any type of and discipleship. The root word of discipleship is discipline. You know, and in this book I'm reading, it stresses the importance of, which is discipline of a godly man. It stresses the importance of the man in the body. And it says, you know, no manliness, no maturity. It says no discipline, no discipleship, and no sweat, no sainthood. So, you know, we have, you know, the men got to put some sweat and some effort into this, man, and building up our the kingdom of God for the sake of our kids, our grandkids, and, you know, just continue to pass on that blessing that came from Abraham, man. We need to, you know, we need to be men. You know, we got these churches with predominantly women. You know, the churches, the women, the number of women in churches outweigh the number of men, and it shouldn't be like that. The enemy's, he wants that. So, you know, I'm not on this big the man dominates the women thing, but I think that if the man gets in position and you know, he does what he needs to do as a man and loves his wife, and he be the father, he needs to be to his kids, man, the church will align and will move with more force and passion than we've been moving with. So, yeah.
Hey, Buck, man.
Pretty much what it is.
Yeah, that's what's up. We appreciate you getting it in with us, man. Taking out time.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you was outside in the snow, man, getting it in, trying to get away from the kids. So, man, hey, you know what I'm saying? Get a sweater on. Make sure you warm, bro. And we gonna be in touch with you, baby.
Yeah.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Appreciate y'all, man.
All right. God bless you, bro.
All right. God bless, man. 100.
And we keep it 100. Matter of fact, look, I'm a fool. And I'm going to go into this song by Advocate called I'm a Fool. Let's get it in.
I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. I'm a fool. The type to walk up in your classroom, spit the gospel up in your ear like, homie, that's true. A Holy Ghost rider, do it for Messiah, spirit of Elijah. Young dude, your attitude of victory. KOG, homie, so don't try to pigeon me. Under your labels, fables getting exposed. Can't get caught slipping, gotta stay on my toes. Let's go to the secret place and get laced up. Face down, you find me with my heart raised up. Turn the bass up, we dare to blaze up. I'm telling young lawyers, y'all get your weight up. Stay tucked in heatery, not weapons of machinery. My arsenal is heavenly, so ain't nobody seeing me. 66 shooter, use it just like a Ruger. Y'all ain't knowing he clean me inside out like Roto Rooter. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. I'm a fool. Pulled out on me, knives drawn out on me. Bullets fired all the rounds, still no tragedy. Even in the times when I was living wrong, angels stay close to the prayers of my mom. They respond with a quickness. Now I go the distance. Love lifting me out of prison, now I'm a witness. My conviction got me spitting this wisdom. Rocking God's armor like you rock a fresh fitted. Get up in them with venom and split them wide open. In the name of Yeshua, all curses and lies broken. Yes, my rhyme potent, injecting divine potion. Demons are left frozen, many called, few chosen. Take risks by shifting minds of mind blind. Brand new paradigms, scales come off high. Can't you see the signs? It's time to get in line. While it's daylight, I'ma stay up on my grind. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. A fool for Jesus. Now I'ma tell you what it means to be a fool for Jesus. It means you rep his name in front of non-believers. Walk in integrity and lead the enemy grievous. Until the sky sets and he comes back to receive us. The wealth of the wicked waiting for someone to get it. Work hard all the time, sowing seed, drinking liquid. Invest in replication through the nations, did you get it? Discipleship's a must, only reason why we living. The sun rises, cause he's building the ecclesia to inherit the kingdom. False church deceiving you. You're eating from the media, trying to find the secret. Adulterous generation, be careful who you sleep with. Beat the
this war cry worldwide. Sing it with pride, put the track on repeat, let it get deep inside. He abides when we sign our lives over to him. He rescued me from death, that's why I sing it again.
I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus, a fool for Jesus. I'm a fool.
Pour it all in my cup till my cup gets full.
Fill her up, fill her up, cause I want more. I want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
I'm a dynasty soldier, holy Gambino. J. Christ, the most versatile man we know. He never put me out like the Flintstones, Dino. Call me Danny Glover with my weapon, lethal. People try to understand the real. Jazz nigga, go get her with a plan to kill. Anything stepping in the pathway of my blessing. Stand strong, word born, no second guessing. Open up a window, pour it all out. Believers are rejoicing, angels gon' shout. Spirit in the building, we all fall out. Ace Dynasty, tell her what we about. Fill up my cup until it runs over. Firm on the word, there's only one Jehovah. Jireh, none higher, we hold steady. I'm standing here waiting until you're ready to.
Lord in my cup, so my cup gets full.
Come on,
Lord in my cup, so my cup gets full.
Come on,
Lord in my cup, so my cup gets full.
Come on,
Lord in my cup, so my cup gets full. 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 Come on, Lord in my cup, so my cup gets full.
Fill her up, cause I want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
Yeah, I'm thirsty, I'm so thirsty. Fill up my cup, Lord have mercy. Life's trying to work me, dry like cotton milk. But I don't smoke Hershey, dry like my grandmama turkey. Father God, search me, refresh me like a slurpee. Not trying to get churchy, but I need it overflowing with no limit, Percy. Lord, I need you to serve me. Some of that living water up in my cup, matter of fact, your mercy. Feeling like a beach whale, dirty and all washed up on the shore, Jersey. The love got me feeling perky, cause you added flavor to my black eyed peas, Fergie. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Now I'm chucking deuces to my past like
arrivederci.
Give me 5 shots like Tupac. Nah, give me 9 shots, 15. Now everybody in the club getting tipsy. But I ain't talking about liquor. Speaking on a blessing that God come and give us. When it comes to that, I'm a big sipper. Cause I look down like old dogs malt liquor. Smell what I'm cooking, the rock. Get my ditty on without pushing, so rock. Pour it in my cup till my cup go pop. Do electric pop till my squad do pop. Yeah, Willie Will, Jazz. Swaggy balls, your boy got swag. Matter of fact, your boy got soul. Put it in my cup till my gut explode.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on,
pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on,
pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on,
pour it in my cup till my cup gets full. 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 Come on, pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Fill her up, cause I want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
Pour
in my cup till my cup gets full. Come on, hold in my cup till my cup gets full. Come on, hold in my cup till my cup gets full. Come on, hold in my cup till my cup gets full. 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 Hold in my cup till my cup gets full.
You're acting it.
Tell it so overflowing. Swaggy Boys. Song is called Overflowing, featuring IM Radio. And speaking of radio, we are Yada
the King
Radio. That's right. That's right. That's right, Miss Cole. And yo, Miss Cole, you know how we do it. If you want to ask me, you can ask me, or I can ask you how you want to do it.
You know, I just thought a side note. We don't have Snap on the show today.
Ah, Snap!
Didn't even get to do
our thing. Yeah, Snap need to get back. You know, you know what I'm saying? So,
top at hand. Crash.
Okay.
Come release all sin here. Your thoughts?
My thoughts on Crash is, you know, real talk, man. Everybody needs to have a Crash in their life. You know, I don't know if anybody actually has ran into a wall before. I don't advise doing it, but it has happened before, right? But what happens is, you know what I'm saying, after you crash into God, something happens. The impact that the crash gives changes your life, man. You know, I mean, it's just like somebody that has been in a car accident before. They have been hit by a car, or a car hit them, and you know it was something that changed their life. They're like, I'm trying to say this, man, I'm getting lost. But real talk, something happened where now they understand that, dang, I gotta, in the car accident, they're noticing that I don't want to get in another car accident.
Right.
But
it changes them.
Yeah, but it'll dent their cars up.
It does. Sometimes it's a tear on the body.
But when you crash into God, come on, quick, be serious with me. When you crash into God, what happens is your life, all the bad stuff that's in your life, that's the part that gets taken away from you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the stuff that gets smashed away. And we need God to actually crash into our lives.
Right.
Now, is it going to be a good thing when you first crash into God?
No.
You're going to be like, dang, that hurt.
It don't feel good.
It didn't feel good.
Right.
But, and we can actually say, instead of using the word crash, we can actually say, when somebody first told you about God, it starts to crash momentum. And you're like, man, I don't need God. You know, right. That's what humans think about when they hear God. Like, I can run it all by myself.
Right.
But you can't run it by yourself. You need help. And what happens is you need to crash into God. And I think that, as some of the other questions were, how often should we crash into God? I think it is something that we should do continually.
Right.
You know, if I got sin that's in my life and I know about it, it's time to
release it.
To release it, to get it in with God. And, you know, the thing about crashing into God, the awesome thing about that is, God is always willing to crash into you. He's always willing to allow, you know what I'm saying, new stuff in your life, man. And that's what I think about crash. Miss Cole, anything you have to say that you could think about as far as crash and just releasing sin? How important is this for somebody living to walk in Christ?
You know, I agree with you and Buck. I think it's very important to do it on a daily basis, and to matter of fact, just do it when it's necessary. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's kind of like sweeping the dirt up under a rug. Well, you can sweep it up under a rug, but it doesn't mean that it's not there anymore. It's just hidden.
Yeah.
And you can only sweep dirt under there, you know, so many times before it starts to build up and then it starts overflowing out.
Yeah.
So I think it's important that, you know, like Buck was saying earlier, the enemy loves to mess with your mind. You know what I'm saying? He loves to those sins that you hold on to, that you don't release, that you don't confine in somebody with, that you don't turn over to God. They begin to be a burden on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they begin to fester in you. You know, and the enemy likes to. I mean, I was let me just say this real quick. I was talking to a friend, actually,
can I keep it
this weekend. And yesterday, matter of fact, that's why I ended up missing y'all. I was at my aunt and uncle's 30th anniversary. Praise the Lord. 30 years of marriage. That's awesome. She was there and she was talking about how it frustrates her to see people who are not living a godly life yet will do what they want to do Monday through Saturday and then show up to church on Sunday. Now, I'm not going to get too much into that, but that just goes to show, you know, we got to be on top of our game when it comes to displaying Christ-like attributes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she was saying, you know, I don't do those things because I don't go to church because of the things that I've done. You know, she was like, me and my God have an understanding and you know, I don't want to go to church because basically she's saying I'm sinning all the time. And I could see when she was talking about it, I could see that guilt that Buck was talking about earlier. I could see that shame that she had, you know, and it's like the enemy is just has those strongholds on her and making her believe that she can't be forgiven even though she's already been forgiven.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I was just talking to her a little bit about that, but I just think it's very important that people realize the power of God and his love and what he did for us. And, you know, the blood, I mean, that's not really talked about a lot, but there is power in his blood, and that is what he sees when he sees us. And, you know, it's just important for us to go out there and really tell people that you can come release your sin here, wherever you're at, whether it's in a church building, whether you're at home, you know, God is always there. He's always around and he's always listening. And when that transformation starts to happen, it's not easy. But you know, it gets easier.
Yeah.
You know, as you continue with that. So that's my spiel.
That's good. Man, you was going in today, sis. And I appreciate it, man. But my name is Don Christian.
And I'm Miss Cole.
And you know what we do.
Yada!
The king.
Ready.
So we yada da.
Praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we out of the key. Shabbat the key.